The issue of earned sick and safe time continues to come up before the Duluth City Council meeting. And in case you're starting to lose track a little bit of where we are with the whole process, this morning Leanne Littlewolf is our guest to shed some light on the issue of earned sick and safe time and also its effects on the Native community. Leanne is a training specialist with American Indian Community Housing Organization. Leanne, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, good morning.
Nice to have you with us. So tell us a little bit about the idea of earned sick and safe time.
Okay, sure. So this is an ordinance that's coming up at our city level, and it has some basic protections for our working community. It's had two readings, and we have the next city council meeting on April 9th. That's going to be an incredibly important meeting for people to come out and voice what they support. So that would be a really important meeting. And the ordinance itself is going to outline how workers can earn hours to use if they're sick or if they need safe time. And this ordinance is going to outline how many hours a worker can earn, how they can use it, when will it need to be implemented, and then how it will be enforced. So all of those details make a huge difference in what it will mean in our community. And so it's really important for people to have their input right now. And for our Native American community, this ordinance is incredibly important because of, and I just want to share a little bit of information about the context of our community. So in Duluth, Natives are less than 3% of the city population. And yet, you know, we've had homeless studies done, and we represent about 30% in the Duluth homeless count. And that's from an older report, and I think that number may have gone up. So income stability is huge, especially when you are working on getting stability in place. The other piece of that, of being homeless or not having housing stability, is that we know in Minnesota that half of women who are homeless, it's due to domestic violence. And at ACO, we operate the only culturally specific domestic violence emergency shelter in northeast Minnesota, the Dabanu Event Shelter. We have 10 beds, and last year we served 136 individuals, and we had 572 requests that we couldn't meet because we were full. So you think about how many people were assisted with only 10 beds, and then you look at the volume of requests, and we know that our community providers are doing as much as they can, but the need for our community safety is huge. And so this Duluth Earned Sick and Safe Time Ordinance, it has built-in measures on safety, and it can really help those who are in the most precarious situations. And so this includes access time to attend necessary medical appointments. It includes the time at the ER if you've been sexually assaulted. It includes time for follow-up visits without having to go into a lengthy explanation that can jeopardize people going back for that follow-up care. One other thing is that a lot of people might not be aware of the high prevalence of violence in our Native community, but we are extremely impacted by violence. One out of every three Native women, that the data says, has been raped. Many advocates think that number is much higher, and it's just because of the difficulty collecting data. And many people have just experienced multiple assaults. And so right now the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women is one of our most pressing issues, and we're really concerned about that level of violence. We want people to be safe, and we want our women to be safe. And so we feel like this ordinance ties in with that issue in a very meaningful way, and it might not – the way that it connects with these other community issues might not always be apparent. It's not on the surface, but it's definitely there. And I want to say one other thing. So we, as Native Americans, have had some pretty entrenched disparities. And so, and as far as like poverty goes, in specific to here in Duluth, the 2016 data shows that nearly 46% of Natives are living at or below the poverty level. It's significantly higher than the 26.4% of the general population in Duluth. So we have these existing disparities, and this ordinance is really important because we want people who have low incomes to maintain income. We don't want things to become unstable. We want people to move out of poverty, not be stuck in it. And job stability really matters if we want better conditions here. And the one statistic, and I just repeat it all the time because I just think it's really important for us to understand the context. In Minnesota, 80% of American Indian mothers are the primary breadwinner in the families, and that's compared to 46% of white mothers. So across the board, there's a lot of women who are the primary breadwinners in the family, but in our community, it's 80%. And so we have such a high representation, the poverty rates, that those particular women need a lot of, they need to have stability. And so I would say that when mom gets sick or if the child gets sick, it's really important for them to have that, that help. And then anything that happens to them also affects those children. And if we're looking at family stability, we need to be paying attention to that. So that's really why it's really important in Native communities.
Leanne, it sounds as though this ordinance has some specific benefits, in particular to women, not only because it does allow, it makes specific accommodations for women that perhaps are fleeing domestic violence and they need basically some time off, knowing that they can hang on to their jobs to kind of get their ducks in a row so that they can leave safely. And then also the idea of if you've got to take care of a sick kid, and of course not the only, the only caregivers are not women, but women are still primarily caregivers of kids.
That's right. And it makes sure that people can take care of the people in their lives in a way that makes sense and still maintain their job and still be good workers.
Now, the business community is very concerned about this, and in particular, of course, this could have a real impact on small business. Are there things that the people who are really in favor of this kind of want them to know in particular as the city tries to work out the best compromise to do right by all of its citizens?
Well, this has been a really interesting process, watching the Earn Sick and Save Time Task Force have many different community forums and gather community input and really try to, bring in all of those perspectives and weigh out. And, I know that task force took a lot of hours to be really deliberate and to think through all of the issues. And then they came forth with the recommendation. So they didn't draft ordinance. They brought forth what they had found in their discussions and their deliberations. And then the city council president and the co-author, they had an additional community input session just to gather additional input. So I think there's been a lot of opportunity for all the voices to come forward and to really share their perspective. And I think from my perspective is that with any change, it's hard, it's difficult, but it's really important for us to make progress and to start to put some of these basic things in place.
Leanne, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Leanne Littlewolf, our guest this morning. She's a training specialist with the American Indian Community Housing Organization.